Okay, Max, pay attention. Let's go.
Beautiful people, episode 185 of the Ignite Your Purpose podcast show vlog jazz, where these longevity brothers talk from across the pond. This week, we are taking the gloves off. We're getting grimy. We are getting dirty. And we're just keeping it as real as capital F to the U to the C to the K. Because you know what? 2019 is coming up. We only live once, people. Let's stop bullshitting ourselves. Let's start being real. And on that note, John, who are we? What are we doing? And I know that you have the topic of the day.
Yeah, well, we are not 6 minute abs.
That's true.
We are Ignite Your Purpose, and we talk longevity through a healthy lifestyle. It's a mix of the mental, some physical, a little bit of
That woo-woo.
woo-woo knowledge, that spiritual knowledge, and we call it the mind, the body, the soul, trifecta. And trifecta, always negative to the positive.
Positive, baby.
Always, always. I'll introduce the topic, then I'm going to let Max ramble off first today, and I'm going to bounce off his comments and opinions and thoughts or experiences. So the negative bias throughout society, we're almost in fear of saying positive things. We're almost in fear of being the happy guy in the room, the unrealistic person, the Mr. Freaking flowers and fancy music, the everything's cool, the world's a nice place, Mr. Unrealistic, because life's just not like that.
What are you, a hippie, John? What are you from the 60s? That shit doesn't exist in the real world.
I've had that from the closest members of the family, fucking, and so we're gonna ramble about that for a bit. So Max, man, I've been talking with Max on the screen this whole time. Hope you've not been picking your nose or anything like that, my friend. So, hey, this is
What,
me. Ignite your purpose. Oh.
Right when I start talking, I'll drop off probably.
Yeah,
I'll
no.
start with
Give me
this
1 second.
today.
So, for the person who's been wondering, is Max a ventriloquist? I'm the healthy, funky, free element of this dynamic duo. The longevity brothers we've just made up, or
Yes,
the
I like that
long
one.
haul guys. We talk longevity through a healthy lifestyle, a mix of the mental, physical, spiritual knowledge, mind, body, soul, trifecta. And we're talking the negative bias. Max, roll with it.
Well, I'm glad you did the intro twice, John. That was super duper this week. So like we said, we're taking the fists, the gloves off the fist, however you want to word that. This morning, John, I want to tell you something that happened to me. Got woken up, had to have some house repairs done in our house, and because I'm an Italian and I grew up in construction, everybody that comes here is a friend of the family. You know somebody that knows somebody, so they came over here to help me out. And it's early morning, John. It's like 6:30 in the friggin' morning, right? Too early for political talk, right? And we're talking negative bias. And the first words out of the mouth were, "This GD Trumpism, this god darn Brexit. It's messing up the economy, and we're all going down the shitters. And then Alberta because of the oil and all this." And like, I'm like, bro, I've been up for maybe 30 minutes. You know my routine, which is peace. None of that stuff is even in my mind 99% of the time. And for today, for me to wake up to that, bro, was
Challenge.
bollocks. Is that what you guys call it on your side of the world? Bollocks, Bennett, bits and bobs, bro. I was honestly kind of like, if you're in the military, if you saw somebody like shooting a gun lots, like what is that called? PTSD. I was like, whoa, do people actually wake up this messed up, man? And what we're talking about, people, if you're listening, is simply this. That is your default. I bet you he didn't even know that he was that that's him. You know what I mean? Like, he would think that if he woke up with my routine that we were in la la crazy world, right?
Yeah.
Having said that, that's the one of the reasons we do Ignite Your Purpose, John, is to what? Give them that mind frame to the left or to the right. Just something different. And I know John wants to spit because he had the same type of experience today, but it is just so abnormal for me to start off with negativity. Don't get me twisted, we are human. It creeps in during the day, obviously. But to start it off
Oh, man.
and finish it off all day, you gotta think we have what, 80,000 to 120,000 thoughts per minute or second or per day. I paraphrasing there, and they're just all recycled. So if 98% of them are friggin' negative, boy, do we need a change. Johnny! I'm on friggin' fire. Take those gloves off, bro.
I can't imagine waking up like that. I mean, I wake up with Princess and Flowers in this house.
Exactly.
Get up with the gratitude practice, and we walk or train or do exercise. And man, for you, the thing is, you've got the tools to deal with that.
Fair enough.
I had a similar experience, naming no names or places or experiences, but I love these people. They are great, good
people. Of course.
They care. They're good people. But man, it's just, I really should record some people, because
yes.
I genuinely don't think they know they're doing it.
Brilliant.
Because it's the norm. Because that's the tone of the conversation that not only goes around the playground, but the, you know, the smoking hut at the back of work, or the shop floor, or in the cafe, or wherever it means. It's just this level of conversation is common. It's the norm, and it's what we recognize. So I don't think people know when they're doing it. And I was just like, ah, where's my phone? I just want to record this. Because, you know, not even for every five negatives there was a positive. It was just, how we can't, blah, blah, doesn't listen, you won't change, I'm going to have to do this to get the result I want. And I'm thinking, man, that's a pretty freaking extreme behavior you're considering doing, because somebody won't listen. And you might have spoken to them. Maybe, have you thought about writing it down? Have you thought about saying, these are the challenges, here's five positives, or here's 10 positives, or whatever it might be, just to change the environment, rather than just kind of wallowing around in it? Because unless we recognize this tone in our own language, we can't.
Beautiful.
Recognize, we've got to recognize this tone, or listen to the words coming out of this before the environment around you changes. We all blame this environment. It's a negative place to work, or there's these challenges or these problems, because that's the norm, that's how we talk. But unless we choose to change our perception of this environment and look at how we can change it, nothing will change. And then, you know, once the novelty of a new environment or a new place or a new job or new friends work off, just back to being plain old pissed off. And before I throw you back to Max, I've got a couple of drills, skills, immediate actions that I like to do because we're human, we do it as well occasionally. We're like, oh man.
Exactly.
We're almost doing it now about the negative people that surround us. But so whenever you get that negative thought, that as soon as you get that first negative thought in here, give yourself 30 seconds, start the watch, look at the clock and say, right, it is what it is, but what can I see that's positive around me right now? And it might not be the individual or circumstance, but you might go, my God, look at the sky today. Aren't the trees great? Or look at the fall leaves, or whatever it might be. No matter how trivial it is, we need to begin with the trivial before we can build and then recognize bigger and better things. Or if we utter something negative about a person, even ourselves, let's flip that straight on its head and pull out three positives about that person. And you might not believe it at first. It might feel strange at first. You might not even recognize the words coming out of your cake hole. But the more we do it, almost like positive affirmations, we don't believe them for a while. We sound silly, but the more we do it, the more it becomes familiar, the more it becomes a habit or a routine or a positive belief system, the easier it will become. And then when you become a little bit more positive, you start to recognize those positive comments and speeches, or not speeches, but you recognize the positive around you, and then you attract, positives attract negative. You know what I mean? You've got the picture. I've rambled. I've spoken for far too long. I'm shaking my arms around. Max, what are you saying?
Honorary Italian over there. Yeah. Something that I picked up from what John was just speaking about was the word recognition. All right. And if you could take one thing away, beautiful people, is this. First and foremost, we need to recognize what it is that's coming out of our, as John puts it, our cake holes. And again, we have tribillions of nanosecond thoughts every second of every day. If you cannot recognize what's actually going on in here, again, don't let your mind use you. You have to use it. Don't be the tool, right? Don't be a tool, beautiful people. We have to recognize what we're thinking and actually what's spitting out of our mouths and be cognizant, be aware, going, wow, is that even a fact? Or is it just something Bob said 3 years ago and I'm still replaying the same bullshit because he was my boss and I believed and da da da, and that's why we're being, and that's why I don't have this, and that's why I can't get that. And you know, man, it's that thing. And John, I'll tell you this story. It happened for me 9 or 10 years ago, and I've said this story before, but we were in the grocery store and my man was telling me about this juice he drank, you know, wherever the hell it was from, or some special stuff, I can't even remember. But I just remember looking at it going, wow, man, that's crazy expensive. I would never spend that much money on it. And he came back to me with, and this is what I'm talking about, beautiful people, just that slight shift, whether it's to the left or the right. And he said to me, yeah, man, it's expensive, but are you worth it? And he's like, do you understand the benefits and this, that, the next? And he went down that rabbit hole a little bit, but are you worth it? So instead of drinking, you know, a can of whatever pop is out there for 13 cents, you know, you're drinking something that's revitalizing you and all these things. But it was just that mindset shift of, are you worth it? And that threw me for a loop. And it gets us to go dig down these things. So if we can recognize, or if John or I are around you and we say something to the left, you can actually go, oh. And then like John said, it's like a positive affirmation. You can start noticing these things. Yeah. You can start growing from them and working towards getting out of that, you know, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. of absolute always negative thoughts, man. That's got to be tough.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, it's perspective, isn't it?
Definitely.
Are we up here looking down on something, or are we down on the same level? And just giving ourselves a new perspective of where we are and what we're doing. Those juices, man, they're expensive. But, man, they are good for you.
You know, if I look back at that right now and I had to continue, and I say this all the time to you, John, off the record, but, you know, if I had to continue down the path of, you know, that I drank pop, but drinking pop instead of understanding health, boy, it would be a lot more expensive to try and get healthy now than all the money I've spent to stay where I'm at. Do you see what I'm saying, people? It's just that slight mind shift. because let's say by the time you're 65, you have 20 grand saved up. Let's just say we'll call it 20 grand. Now, if you need to spend all that 20 grand just on your healthcare bills to live another 10, 15 years, what the hell was the point of that? Yeah. That's just the way I kind of look at it, John.
Yeah. We forget where we were. I mean, it's only sort of 4 or 5 years ago. I was 40, 45 pounds overweight and kind of a bit doomy and gloomy and not really positive and full of energy. And wake up in the morning, I'd only wake up when I went to the shower or I had that hit of coffee and that artificial stimulation. And you kind of forget where you are, and it can be quite a challenging climb out of it. But it all begins with those simple lifestyle changes. And changing how we think is absolutely free of charge. And just tune out from those people that surround us. Just tune out from these people. And all of a sudden, that positive voice in your head just becomes that little bit louder, that little bit clearer, and that little bit more believable. I think I'd like to leave it there today. Not sure if I mentioned before, 185 this is, show number 185. Way over the 200s, but this is 185 of this version of the show. So thank you all for tuning in, for listening, for watching. All the audio people, the guys who've checked out our page on the Facebook, on YouTube, on all those places. We do really do appreciate you sharing your time with us, and we hope that we continue to bring you value and that you continue to listen and share our positive message with those people who surround you. So, Max, if you would like to say bye-bye.
Bye-bye, beautiful people. Couldn't have said it better myself. John, we will see you on the morrow in the AM or the PM. Ignite your purpose for life. Longevity, brothers. This is how we do.
Yo, yo. Bye-bye.